Thursday, October 31st. Okay, this is probably the longest diary entry in the entire history of the world. But that's because tonight was unbelievable. Thank goodness we don't have school on Friday due to parent-teacher conferences. I'm totally exhausted and barely have enough energy to write this. Brianna's ballet class party started at 7 o'clock at the petting zoo. Lucky for me, it was only one building over from the zoo's haunted house, which was where we were having our Boo at the Zoo dance. Mom dropped me off 15 minutes early so I could change into my rat costume. The eye holes must have been made for a taller person because I was too short to see out of them. The best I could do was peek through one of the rat's enormous nostrils. All I had to do was paint some faces and lead a few games, and then I was out of there. Most of the girls in the ballet class were wearing cute little animal costumes because of the petting zoo theme. My sister, Brianna, was the Easter Bunny. Actually, a psychopathic Easter Bunny. She gathered all the other kids around her and then yelled at the top of her lungs, "Hi there! I'm the real-life Easter Bunny! Since you all have been good little girls, would you each like a gigantic chocolate bunny?" Of course, everyone got really excited and shouted, "Yes!" I could not believe what Brianna said next. "Too bad! I'm all out!" It's pretty obvious that my kid's sister has some serious issues. She didn't have the slightest idea I was Mr. Rat, and I decided not to tell her. Hanging out with the girls and painting their faces was actually kind of fun. A unicorn told me everything she wanted for Christmas, like I was Santa Claus or somebody. And this cute little witch whispered into my huge rat ear that if I came to her house in the middle of the night and bit off all her brother's toes, she would keep it a secret, just in case I wanted to do something like that. And I felt really bad because I think I may have traumatized this cute little cat. She pointed at me and shrieked, "I'm scared! That big kangaroo is stinky and has eyes inside his nose!" I was like, "Amen, sister!" After I finished painting faces, I led several rounds of the hokey pokey dance. It must have been 120 degrees inside that costume. I was relieved when Mrs. Hargrove asked the girls to be seated for pizza and punch. I decided to sneak away for a while and told Mrs. Hargrove I was going to take a short potty break. I grabbed my duffel bag and raced back to the bathroom. It felt good to finally get out of that smelly rat getup. I splashed cold water on my face and arms to cool down and freshen up. But my heart was pounding from the excitement of what I was about to try to pull off. Within minutes, I had completely changed into my Juliet costume. I pinned on the wig thingy, smoothed on three layers of Very Berry Crazy Kiss lip gloss, and then gazed at my reflection in the mirror. It took a few seconds for me to get over the shock of what I saw. I barely recognized myself. I threw my duffel bag over my shoulder and hurried down the sidewalk to the haunted house, which was located in the zoo's community center. Once inside, I found the nearest bathroom and hung my bag on the hook behind the door of the very last stall. I put on my mask, walked back down the hall, and stepped inside the dance. Even though it had just started, the room was already packed with people. The decorations and food we had brought in looked fabulous. And the whole haunted house scene with the antique furniture, cobwebs, and assorted animated witches, ghosts, and ghouls that randomly popped out of coffins and closets really helped set the fun mood. Even though I was Juliet, I felt more like Cinderella because everyone around me was staring. Most of the CCP girls just glared and whispered. The crazy thing was that nobody seemed to recognize me. And I wasn't that worried about Chloe and Zoe because they were up front helping Violet with the music. Violet was on stage rocking the house with some hot tunes by Justin Bieber. I think she was supposed to be an evil clown or something, but I couldn't really tell. That girl is too weird. But in a good way. I couldn't wait to see Brandon. When I finally spotted him, I couldn't help but stare. OMG. He looked so handsome in his costume. I thought I was going to faint. I think he was really surprised by my costume, too, because he blinked a few times and then just stared right back at me. We just stood there kind of staring at each other for what seemed like forever. It wasn't until I said, "Hi, Brandon," that he finally seemed sure it was actually me. He brushed his bangs out of his eyes, smiled, and offered me a seat. "Wow, Nikki, you look... I mean, your costume is really... cool." "Thanks, Brandon. I think you make a great mouseketeer."
It's musketeer.
"Oh, sorry. Musketeer."
"So, would you like to dance?"
"Sure." Thank goodness it was a fast song. Brandon was actually a pretty good dancer. And he was cracking jokes the entire time, which made me laugh really hard. We were having so much fun, I didn't want the song to end. We were just about to sit down again when I saw Chloe and Zoe heading in our direction. I was like, "Uh-oh. Brandon, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom and then check on a few things, okay?"
"Sure. I'll be waiting right here."
"Would you like me to bring you anything back? Like some wingdings?"
"Wingdings? Sounds interesting."
"You're gonna love them. Back in a few minutes." I headed for the door, and I got there just in time. When I peeked back inside, I saw Chloe and Zoe talking to Brandon. Then he pointed in my direction. I took off running like a maniac down the hall to the bathroom. I slammed the stall door shut and frantically pulled off the dress and wig and stuffed them into my duffel bag. Then I slipped into the garbage bag costume and tied the drawstrings into a bow at my neck. My fingers nervously fumbled as I put on the hot pink wig, sunglasses, and rubber gloves. Finally. Finished. And not a second too soon. Just as I was coming out of the stall, Chloe and Zoe rushed in.
"Hi, Nikki. We've been waiting on you. Brandon told us you were in here."
"Isn't this great?" Chloe said breathlessly. "I'm so happy we decided to go with your costume idea." "We look so cute," Zoe gushed, posing in the mirror. "Hey, girlfriends, it's time for us to take out the trash," I teased. We did a quick group hug and rushed into the dance. Just about everyone was out on the floor having fun, even the teachers. I totally avoided the side of the room where Brandon was sitting and prayed he couldn't see me because of the crowd and dim lights. Although, even if he had, there was no way he would have recognized me. He was not expecting to see me in a wacky trash bag costume, and the wig and sunglasses practically covered my entire face. Chloe, Zoe, and I had a blast dancing. But I was starting to get a little worried about being away from the ballet party for too long.
Guys, I ran into Brandon a few minutes ago and convinced him to try some of our yummy punch and wingdings. I was going to take him some snacks, but I just found out I have to go drop off papers at the zoo office. Could one of you take Brandon over some punch and a plate of wingdings and let him know I had to run an errand?
Sure, Chloe said, and headed off toward the food table. Hey, I'll come with you, Zoe said, following me out into the hall. I started to panic.
No, Zoe, you can't!
I almost screamed at her. She froze and just kind of stared at me, wondering why I was freaking out like that. I plastered a fake smile on my face and tried to regain my composure. Actually, what I meant was, no, you can't miss this really great party. I'll be back in a sec, okay? Zoe shrugged and smiled. Sure. As soon as she was out of sight, I sprinted back to the bathroom. I dived into the last stall, changed back into that funky-smelling rat costume, and hightailed it back to the ballet party. I was super worried because I had taken a heck of a long potty break. But it was perfect timing because the girls were just finishing up their dessert of steaming witch's brew ice cream punch and worms and mud chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, there you are!
Mrs. Hargrove rushed over and tried to peer in at me through the rat's left nostril.
I think we're ready for another game, she said.
I gave her the thumbs up sign. But in my head, I was like, phew. We played Simon Says and Duck Duck Goose, and the kids loved it. Soon, Ranger Roger arrived to take the kids around to see the animals. Since the kids were going to be distracted for the next half hour, I told Mrs. Hargrove that the rat costume had gotten a little warm, and I was going to step outside for a few minutes to cool down. I grabbed my duffel bag, raced to the bathroom, and changed back into my Juliet costume. Within 3 minutes, I was back at the Halloween dance, sitting next to Brandon.
Hey, you're back.
His smile could have lit up the entire room. Sorry, I just had a few errands to take care of. I'm like the most horrible date.
No, I don't mind, really. I figured you were going to be kind of busy tonight.
Thanks for understanding.
Then it got really quiet, and I just kind of stared at him with this stupid smile on my face. I started to get butterflies in my stomach. That's when I decided to say something witty and intelligent.
So, how do you like those wingdings?
Actually, they were pretty good.
I just knew you would like them.
Oh, I was supposed to let Chloe and Zoe know when you got back. I think I'll just text message them.
You know what? Boy, am I hungry! I think I'm going to run over and get us both some more wingdings, okay? Be right back!
Hey, wait, I'll go with...
But I disappeared before he finished his sentence. Chloe and Zoe had made their way back to Brandon's table by the time I reached the door. I raced back to my bathroom stall to change again. Okay, garbage bag, rubber gloves, sunglasses, and rat head. No, wrong party. Hot pink wig is what I needed. I tried to calm down. But knowing that Chloe and Zoe could pop into the bathroom at any second looking for me made me a nervous wreck. I was back in my trash bag costume and at the food table getting more wingdings when Chloe and Zoe caught up with me again.
Hi, Nikki, there you are.
Brandon said you went to get more wingdings.
Yeah, they're delish, I said.
So where do you guys want to sit?
Brandon said we could sit with him. There's plenty of room at his table.
Sit together? I gasped. Sure, you two go right ahead. I have to, go to the bathroom. So I'll meet you guys at the table, okay?
Suddenly I remembered Brandon's snacks. There was no way I could let him see me in my trash bag costume, so I asked Chloe and Zoe for help.
Could you guys give Brandon this little plate of wingdings for me?
Then I took off running as fast as I could. Urgh! There's no way I could sit with all three of them. What was I going to do? But my bigger headache was that I had barely 2 minutes to get back to the ballet party. I ran to the bathroom stall, changed back into the rat costume, and rushed over to the petting zoo. Ranger Roger was finishing up just as I arrived. Mrs. Hargrove handed me a box of goodie bags and peered at me through the rat's right nostril.
"As soon as you give these out to the girls, you'll be done," she said, smiling.
I was like, yes. I could not believe my crazy scheme was actually working.
Since the ballet party was almost over, parents were lining up at the front door to pick up their kids. I decided to close out the party in a dramatic way.
"Well, goodbye, kiddies. I hope you all had fun with Mr. Rat. I'm on my way to Disney World to visit my cousin Mickey. Bye-bye."
All of the kids waved goodbye, and a few of them even looked a little sad to see me go. Just a few minutes more and the whole funky rat fiasco would be history. I was heading toward the back door when Brianna yelled,
"Hey, wait, Mr. Rat, can I come with you?"
"Yeah, I want to come too,"
said the little girl who had tried to convince me to come to her house and chew off her brother's toes. Pretty soon, the whole group of kids was crowding around and begging to come with me.
"I'm really sorry. Maybe next time, okay?"
I turned around to leave, but suddenly realized there was a slight complication. Courtesy of my bratty sister, Brianna. I couldn't believe this was actually happening to me.
"Come back here, Mr. Rat!
I'm not gonna let go of your tail until you promise to take us with you!"
Brianna screamed. I had to think fast. The rat costume was starting to give me an itchy rash, and Brianna would not let go of my tail. I was sure Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon were wondering what had happened to me.
"Okay, I have an idea. Everyone, close your eyes and make a wish. Then count to 10. And when you open your eyes, you'll all have a wonderful wish to take home with you. Okay?"
All the girls jumped up and down and cheered together.
"Yay!
Hey, Mr. Rat, I'm gonna wish that I could go to Disney World with you to visit your cousin Mickey,"
Brianna said stubbornly. I was like, "Sheesh, Brianna, just let it go, will you? Now let's all close our eyes and start counting. 1, 2. All the girls closed their eyes and counted with me. 3, 4. I grabbed my duffel bag and flung it over my shoulder. 5, 6. I opened the back door. 7, 8. And ran for my life. And I didn't stop running until I had made it safely back to the dance. I felt really guilty about having to ditch the ballet class like that, but I didn't have a choice. Although I meant well, all the deception and running back and forth was exhausting. The dance was going to be over in less than 2 hours, and I planned to enjoy every minute of it. That's when I decided to ditch the costumes and just have fun hanging out with Zoe, Chloe, and Brandon as plain old me. All I had to do was change out of the rat costume and into my favorite jeans and sweater. But as soon as I entered the girls' bathroom, I realized one major obstacle was standing in my way. Mackenzie Hollister. She was dressed as a very chic vampire and was at the mirror applying an extra thick layer of Bloody Mary really scary red lip gloss. I thought I was going to have a heart attack right there on the spot. But mostly I was shocked and surprised she had the nerve to even show up at the dance after trying to undermine the whole thing. Mackenzie was capable of doing anything to anybody to get what she wanted. And I was pretty sure she'd do everything within her power to totally ruin this night for me. I desperately needed to change my clothes, and this was the only girls' bathroom in the entire building. So I decided to just play it cool by pretending I had to use the bathroom. I was praying she wouldn't recognize my costume, or rather her costume, seeing as she was the one who bought it.
I had just grabbed the stall door handle when suddenly Mackenzie whipped around and stared at me. I instinctively froze. Then, pretending I wasn't me, I nodded my head kind of friendly-like and waved at her. Her pouty lips turned into a scowl as she narrowed her eyes at me. I broke into a sweat. Ew! What's that horrible smell? I didn't dare say a word for fear she might recognize my voice. So I just sniffed under each of my armpits and frantically fanned the air under each like, P.U. Then I held my arms out to my sides and shrugged my shoulders as if to say, sorry about that. She rolled her eyes at me, turned back to the mirror, and continued applying her lip gloss. Thank goodness. I wasn't sure if my little antics had totally annoyed or totally disgusted Mackenzie, but I was really happy they had worked. I quickly entered the stall, dropped my duffel bag on the floor, slammed the door shut, locked it, and collapsed with relief against the wall. Phew, that was close. Although, to be honest, I found it a little puzzling that Mackenzie didn't recognize the raunchy odor or the dirty matted rat fur. I took off the rat head and dropped it on the floor. I couldn't wait to slip off the hot, scratchy costume and then take it home and burn it in our fireplace. My comfortable jeans, sweater, and sneakers were going to feel like heaven. Suddenly, I heard quick footsteps approach my stall. Before I knew what was happening, a manicured hand wearing ravishing red revenge, sparkly nail polish, reached right under my door and snatched my duffel bag. I frantically lunged after the strap and pulled with all my might, but somehow I must have stepped on that stupid rat head or something. I slipped, lost my balance, fell over backward, and hit the back of my head on the bathroom floor. Ow! I moaned. The ceiling above me was spinning like a merry-go-round. I closed my eyes. I pulled myself up and massaged the back of my head. The pain was quickly subsiding, and luckily I didn't feel a lump or anything. I staggered to my feet, fumbled with the door lock, and peeked out. Just as I had feared, the duffel bag containing all my clothing and personal belongings had completely disappeared, along with Mackenzie. I was sure she hadn't gotten very far, and if I went charging out into the hallway, I might even catch her. But I was a little worried that tackling a fellow student at a school function might end up on my permanent record and negatively impact me getting admitted into a major university after graduation. Hey, you can never be too careful. I hear some colleges are really picky about that kind of stuff. I could not believe all of this was actually happening to me. I was so frustrated I wanted to scream, but I didn't. Mackenzie had just stolen my clothes, and I was stuck in the bathroom stall wearing a stinky rat costume at the WCD Halloween dance after my secret crush Brandon had finally asked me to go. I was like, please, please, please let all of this just be another really bad dream. I wanted to wake up in my comfy bed wearing my heart PJs and think, wow, that was the craziest nightmare ever. Only I didn't wake up, which meant all of this was real. So, like any normal girl in my situation, I had a massive panic attack right there on the spot. My stomach started to churn and my knees felt weak. I kept thinking, if only I had bought a new cell phone instead of that stupid dress for Mackenzie's party, then I could call my mom and have her bring me some clothes. Finally, I closed my eyes and took 3 very deep, calming breaths because I really needed it. Then I sat down on the toilet seat to focus all my energy into coming up with a solution to my problem.
The problem being, of course, that I really, really needed to get my bag from Mackenzie. And I had two choices. I could go to the dance in my underwear, or I could wear the rat costume. It was a very difficult decision indeed. But I decided to go with the rat costume, mainly because it offered one important advantage. When the entire WCD student body witnessed a foul-smelling, mangy rat, 1. Chase down Mackenzie. 2. Snatch a duffel bag from her. 3. And then choke her until she turned blue in the face and passed out. They'd have no idea it was actually me. So I put on the rat head and rushed back into the dance. As I entered, 2 seventh graders dressed as Klingons stared at me and gasped. "P.U., what is that smell?" "I don't know, dude, but whatever it is just burned out all my nose hairs." I just waved at them both kind of friendly-like. I squeezed through the crowd and found a spot along the front wall. From there, I scanned the entire room trying to locate either Mackenzie or my duffel bag. I should have known exactly where to find her. She was sitting next to Brandon, twirling her hair and trying to flirt with him. And he was looking super bored and trying his best to ignore her. All the while, probably wondering where the heck I was. Poor guy. Hallelujah! I spotted my duffel bag in an empty chair right next to Mackenzie. I slowly crept over to the long row of tables they were sitting at, and when it appeared that no one was looking, I quickly dove underneath. It was super gross crawling around under there, but I was very, very desperate to get my duffel bag back. Mackenzie was so distracted with Brandon that nabbing it was actually a piece of cake. I probably could have stolen the dress she was wearing and she wouldn't have noticed. I was just super happy to have my bag back. In a matter of minutes, I'd be sitting right next to Brandon, gazing into his dreamy eyes and having fun with Chloe and Zoe. Or maybe not. As I approached the door, there was a huge commotion. Most of the students at the dance were crowded in a half circle staring at something. I couldn't tell what. Everyone was laughing and pointing, and before long the music stopped and the house lights came on. Since I was chairperson of the dance and it was my personal business to know what was going on, I pushed my way through the crowd to take a look. I immediately wished that I hadn't.
"Hey, look everybody! There's Mr. Rat! We found him!"
Brianna screamed gleefully and pointed at me. Within seconds, I was mobbed by the entire ballet class and they started hugging me. I had a heart attack right there on the spot. I could not believe those little brats had followed me to the dance. Principal Winston and a few chaperones stood nearby looking very worried. I was sure they were trying to figure out where all the little kids had come from and what they were doing at a middle school dance. I walked up to Principal Winston and peeked at him through my left nostril. Principal Winston, I know you're wondering what's going on here, and I can explain every... But that's as far as I got, because that's when Mrs. Hargrove, my mom and dad, and the parents of the other little girls came rushing into the dance, and they were not happy. It got really loud and confusing because the parents were really upset and demanding to know why Principal Winston had allowed their 6-year-olds into a middle school party. And of course, Principal Winston was upset and demanding to know why the parents had let their 6-year-olds crash his middle school party. Finally, Principal Winston asked Violet to pass him the microphone.
"Okay, everyone, please quiet down. It looks like all the children are safe and accounted for. But can anyone explain how they got here?"
That's when Mackenzie raised her hand.
Principal Winston motioned for her to come forward and handed her the microphone. But before she said anything, she put on a fresh layer of lip gloss.
OMG! That girl is so vain!
Hello, everyone. I know what happened, and I personally feel it is my duty to make sure everyone knows the truth.
Deep down, I was a little relieved that Mackenzie was going to explain everything, so I wouldn't have to.
It's all her fault. The rat, right there.
Mackenzie snarled and pointed at me. Everyone in the entire room immediately turned and stared at me. Although I felt super embarrassed, at least no one knew who I was. I never would have thought I'd be happy to be wearing that rat head. That's when Mackenzie walked over and snatched it right off my head.
It's Nikki Maxwell's fault, and I think she owes us all an explanation for why she endangered the lives of these poor innocent children and ruined our Halloween dance.
I was so humiliated, I wanted to die. Plus, it felt like I had a really bad case of hat hair.
Then Mackenzie shoved the microphone into my hand, sashayed over to Principal Winston, folded her arms, and glared at me with this little smirk on her face. I didn't know what to say or where to begin. It didn't help that Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon had somehow made their way to the front of the crowd. They were standing a few feet away with these confused looks on their faces, whispering to one another. I stared at the floor and sighed. It was so quiet in the room you could hear a pin drop. Principal Winston cleared his throat.
Well, Miss Maxwell, we're waiting.
Actually, I'd agreed to help out at the ballet class Halloween party before I was voted chairperson of the WCD party. I was just trying to do them both at the same time. Anyway, the girls must have followed me over here. I'm really, really sorry for messing things up.
When I looked around the room, everyone was just staring at me. Principal Winston, kids from school, teachers, parents, the ballet class, and even my family. I felt really horrible for having ruined everything for all these people. I handed the microphone back to Principal Winston and turned and rushed out of the dance. I didn't know where I was going, but I had to get out of there. Chloe and Zoe caught up with me in the hall.
Wait, Nikki, what's going on? Chloe asked.
Yeah, what are you doing in that rat getup? And where is your trash bag costume? Zoe added. But before I could answer, Brandon walked up. I was wondering where you were. Why did you change out of your Juliet costume? Chloe and Zoe looked at Brandon, and then they both narrowed their eyes at me.
Juliet costume? What Juliet costume? You were wearing a Juliet costume?
Chloe sputtered.
But where's your trash bag costume? Zoe asked, still confused.
I just stared at the floor and didn't say anything.
Wait a minute, Chloe said, folding her arms and glaring at me. You've been running around all night in three different costumes? Why are you trying to trick us?
If you didn't want to hang out with us tonight, you could have just told us, Zoe said, obviously hurt. Brandon must have felt sorry for me or something because he came to my defense. This is all my fault. I asked her to the dance. I didn't know she was supposed to be hanging out with you guys. Shocked, Chloe and Zoe spun around and both shouted at me.
Brandon asked you to the dance?
I could not believe the mess I had made. Listen, guys, I muttered.
All I can say is that I'm sorry. Really, really sorry.
I faced Chloe and Zoe. I didn't have the heart to tell you about Brandon asking me to the dance after what happened with Jason and Ryan. I knew how important this dance was for you. I just really wanted to be there for you guys.
Then I turned to Brandon.
So, maybe I should have told you I couldn't go to the dance because I was going to be too busy. I planned to help out with the ballet class party and hang out with Chloe and Zoe, but I figured I could just try to do it all. But now I see that wasn't fair to you. Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon just looked at me and didn't say anything. I didn't blame them for being angry with me. I was angry at myself. I was the worst friend ever. With tears streaming down my face, I turned and ran down the hall and right out the front door. Once outside the building, the first thing I did was throw the rat head into some bushes. I really hated that thing. I found a park bench about 100 feet away and flopped down on it in utter despair. I stared up at the full moon. Other than the faint sound of the zoo animals and the rustling of leaves in the trees, it was a quiet night. It felt good being outside in the cool night air, even though I felt really bad inside. It seemed no matter how hard I tried to make something work, it always turned out to be a complete disaster. I was such a loser. I sniffed and wiped away my tears. Mind if I sit down? I thought I was alone, so hearing a voice startled me. I was surprised to see Brandon standing right behind me. He sat down next to me on the bench. I just needed to get some fresh air, I said, trying to pretend like I had not been crying. I'm really sorry for ruining everything.
What?
Nothing was ruined.
Yeah, right. Just our date, and the dance, and the kids' Halloween party.
Actually, hanging out with you tonight has been, well, exciting is a really good word.
Sure, about as exciting as getting a cavity filled.
Come on, we weren't even having a dance until you took over, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And those little kids liked you so much they followed you over here.
Well, if you put it that way.
Anyway, I mainly came out here to give you a really important message.
Like I needed any more bad news. I had already ruined 2 parties in 1 evening. I got this huge lump in my throat and I felt like I was going to cry again.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. From Principal Winston? I asked sadly.
Nope.
My parents? I'm probably grounded until my 18th birthday.
Nope. A friend.
I still have friends? After all this, I'm sure Chloe and Zoe wouldn't want to be seen with me.
I sniffed and wiped a tear.
A very special friend. He's here waiting to talk to you.
Where? I spun around, peering into the darkness around me. I don't see anyone.
Close your eyes and I'll ask him to come out.
What?
Come on, just close your eyes. He's a little shy.
I closed my eyes.
Hey, no peeking.
I'm not.
I stopped peeking. Okay, now open them.
I opened my eyes and couldn't help but crack up laughing. Brandon was wearing the rat head. Then he did a really awful Mickey Mouse impersonation in this silly, high-pitched voice.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a rat friend of mine. Have you seen her around here?
He couldn't help chuckling at his own stupid joke. I played along.